What's up, guys? Welcome back to Gen Alpha Talk. In today's episode, I will be talking about why we need other people to be happy too. When people we like the most can drive us crazy, but at the end of the day, there's no true adage that can't live with them, can't live without them. So for a lot of people, 2021 meant trying times and divisiveness. We fought with politicians, neighbors, families, friends, the media, men and strangers we've never met, thanks to social media. It's been enough to make one want to try their luck on a deserted island anywhere without Wi-Fi. Couldn't be me, though. Well, my hope for 2022, perhaps, is remembering that as much as the people around us can drive us up the wall, no man is an island. It takes all types to make the world go round. And people are meant to be around other people, even those we don't always agree with. Human beings are an ultra-social species, and our nervous systems expect to have others around us. Emiliana Simons-Thomas, PhD, Science Director at the Greater Good Science Center at the University of California, Berkeley, tells NBC News better. In short, according to biology, neuroscience, psychology, and more, our bodies actually tend to work better when we're not alone. Being lonely has been linked to worse physical and emotional health outcomes and poor well-being. Plus, a lack of social support can directly affect our potential for experiencing happiness, explains Simon Thomas. He studies the biology of our emotions and thinking we're built to really seek the social companionship and understanding. Here are the reasons why. 1. Being around other people makes us actually healthier. Physiologically, not having a social support system is actually a source of chronic stress for our bodies. Simon Thomas explains, studies show that when people feel lonelier, they have higher levels of the stress hormone cortisol, and that type of chronic stress raises the risk of cardiovascular disease and other challenges to health and wellness. Conversely, relationships can encourage behaviors that are good for us, like eating right and exercising. So it makes sense that studies show having fewer social ties is associated with more heart disease, cancer, and impaired immune function, as well as with worse recovery when it comes to those health problems. Research dating back to the 1970s suggests people with weaker social networks actually die younger, due to any cause, than people who have more extensive social networks. A more recent review of 148 studies concluded that on average, having stronger social ties increased likelihood of an individual's overall survival by as much as 50%. 2. Our brains seem to work better when we work together as a group. There's a growing body of evidence that suggests our brains actually function better than we're interacting with others and experiencing togetherness. That's according to the 2015 review article published by a group of Finnish neuroscientists in the journal Neuron. Social interaction is among the most complex function humans and their brains perform. Yet the interaction typically appears surprisingly easy, the co-authors write in the paper. Research shows, for example, that listening and participating in a two-person conversation is actually less mentally taxing for the brain than giving or listening to a monologue, even though what we understand about how we process language would suggest otherwise. Other studies show children learn better by interacting with others rather than just observing. 3. Psychologically, we prefer to go through life, not alone. Psychology says that part of human nature's default mode is to be social. One theory, people have an innate and very powerful need to belong. Some key arguments published in the journal Psychological Bulletin in 1995 is evidence that shows most people make social ties under most conditions, and most people try to avoid breaking those ties if they can. Another way to think about it is the social based on theory, which suggests the human brain expects access to social relationships. That's because those connections help lower potential risk one might face. Think safety in numbers, and lessen the amount of effort needed when it comes to a variety of scenarios. If the objective is to build a shelter, there is literally less work for each individual if two people do it. Experiments have shown that simply holding someone else's hand lessens an individual's emotional response in the brain to a perceived threat. The effect was even greater if the person's hand you were holding was a spouse. Another off-cited experiment found that individuals actually perceived the hill to be steeper if they were standing at the bottom alone, compared with when they stood at the bottom with a friend, Simon Thomas notes. Just having another person there and present who you trust and feel safe around makes the world look like a less challenging place. 4. When we're around people who drive us crazy, we grow. So what about the coworkers who cannot stop preaching his political views, or your friend's best friends who you cannot stand to be around? It's good when relationships challenge us, says Simon Thomas. They say they can help us extend our status quo and how we see the world, she explains. These being-driven crazy moments are truly well thought of as opportunities for growth and transformation, which can ultimately be a more poignant source of sustained happiness. That's because having a diverse variety of emotional experiences, including feeling sad, angry, anxious, or irritated, expands our capacity to feel good, too, she explains. And it's totally normal for our closest family and friends to be the ones to do that. The exception is when a relationship's negatives outshine its benefits. Be wary of if a relationship encourages bad habits or causes distress, says Deborah Umberson, PhD, professor of sociology, and director of the Population Research Center at the University of Texas at Austin. A bad relationship is worse than no relationship when it comes to health. Do it better. Being grateful for the people around us helps also. Simon Thomas's advice for reaping the benefits of your social ties: be grateful for your relationship, including those that challenge you. Research shows people who are more grateful tend to be happier, tend to be more satisfied in their relationships, tend to be less vulnerable to serious physical discomforts, tend to be more resilient when it comes to stress and trauma, and are more well-liked by others compared with people who are less grateful, she says. Make a point of noticing who around you is contributing to the goodness in your life and actually express it by saying thank you. And remember, it's okay to have some you time when you need it. We all need some time to ourselves to rest, decompress, and reflect on whatever is going on in our lives. It recharges us for when it is time to face and embrace the rest of the world again. This is the end of my episode, and I hope you guys have a great listen and learn something for this. If you did, hit the like, subscribe, and share button. And I'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.